Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly event that happens courtesy of the folks on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner. We are here to discuss the stories and the people that have been listed this week by the authorities at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can see these lists all over our social media at djvshow.com. You can find them at talkers.com. So let's go through the people list and the story list, and then I'm going to ask the ladies to pick their favorite or what they consider to be the most important story this week. They may agree, they may disagree. We'll find out after I actually go through the list. At number 10, stories about the weather, what's going on. As a matter of fact, just off the air before we started here, Victoria and Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio at our originating network, Radio America, were talking about a tornado that blew through New Jersey last night. What was the... Yeah. How much serious damage was done? Or is it just the fact that we never hear about a tornado in New Jersey?
Well, yeah. I mean, this started on the western side of New Jersey, which it's not uncommon to have tornado warnings or even a tornado touchdown where it's very flat. But this was right outside of the Trenton area, and this was a large tornado that blew through. Lots of wind damage, lots of, you know, structural damage. And then it took a turn. I'm on the Jersey Shore in Monmouth County, so it headed north and then east, which we never have any tornadoes that's this far east because we're right on the ocean. And it blew right over my brother's house, and he was in the basement with his wife and the dogs, and the National Weather Service was blowing up everybody's phone saying, take shelter now. I mean, it was pretty intense. It's definitely the closest a tornado has ever come to, you know, by the time it got to the shore, it didn't touch down, but you could see it funneling up in the cloud as it moved, and you could see, you know, it had all the classic formations. It just, the little tail of it hadn't actually touched the ground, which was a saving grace because that's really, you know, what, like,
isn't that how typhoons, when tornadoes go out over open water, isn't that how the typhoon starts? Typhoons are different than hurricanes in a manner of speaking.
Have you ever seen
sure.
those water spouts?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
We see actually see that a lot. I mean, I grew up at the shore, so we've seen that a lot. All the surfers are usually out in the water, and you can see it kind of off in the distance.
Well,
it looks like a tornado.
That's what the
itsy bitsy
spider climbs up, though, right?
Right.
Well, to play off of that, there was a huge earthquake also in Alaska, an 8.2, and it caused warnings for all kinds of events in the water and on land. And so I don't think there was a whole lot of damage because it didn't happen where there were a lot of people or buildings. But still, 8.2.
For a lot of people that live there. And, yes, if that had happened in a more populous area, I think about Los Angeles, where I live all the time, and we had a 6.7 that really, literally knocked down my high school when I was in high school.
The highways were all falling apart.
Yeah, freeways. Oh, yeah. There was very famous story of a motorcycle police officer who was on an overpass connector between the 118 and the 210 freeways, and he fell off during the earthquake because the roadway literally cracked.
Yeah.
And when you think about that and the catastrophe, it could be in a more populated area like San Francisco or Los Angeles, but I thought it was interesting. It's all connected. The tsunami warning, of course, went down the West Coast, right, after the earthquake.
All the way to Hawaii.
Surfers apparently were loving it, though, because the water, even though there wasn't a tsunami, it was very, I guess the waves were ripe.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Okay, number 9, the Olympics. And not only a focus on the medal count, which changes as we do this. There's a certain count, maybe by the time you hear it over the weekend, there'll be a different count. But the focus on Simone Biles, who's also on the people list this week, and the discussion of mental health in general, but as it applies to all of the pressure that's being brought to bear on these Olympians, given the fact that in addition to dealing with what their usual challenges are, they've had to deal with the Delta variant and with the vaccine question, whether they wear a mask, and
the fact there are no people
in the stands to watch the events. Go ahead, Jen.
This is just what we know Simone Biles was dealing with, right? There are no fans in the audience, limited people that can travel with you in your support circle. First Olympics since she came out and kind of blew the whistle on Larry Nassar, who sexually abused hundreds of girls, hundreds of athletes, and she herself. So she's dealing with that for the first time. The Olympics has been moved. The weight of the world is on her shoulders because she's the most decorated Olympian. Her mother, who gave her up for adoption because she was a drug addict, now back in the picture. Her brother just went through a murder trial. I mean, all of these things happening at once for someone is a lot. And here's the deal. It's not like she just didn't power through something that was like a baseball game or a basketball game. When you're a gymnast, you're running at a platform at a speed somewhere between 15 and 30 miles per hour. If you are in your head and you make one bad move, you could end up crippling yourself, right?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's the best case scenario. You could end up killing yourself if you make one bad move. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people who are criticizing her don't understand that just being off by one millimeter
could screw up your entire body,
right?
And then criticize her. All right, let's keep moving here.
I think it's great.
Number eight, the social media biases. Let's save that for Jay at 23 past the hour. Number seven, the immigration situation. I don't think there's anything new, just a continuing conversation about that. Same with number six. Although six is China relations, I would think that every week there's something new. We were talking on the DJV program about how much money is being collected in taxes, how much money is being spent by the federal government, and there's a $1 trillion difference between what was collected last year and what was spent. So the idea is, where do we get the extra money? Some of it was just printed, so that's why we have inflation. Some of it was borrowed on the open market in bonds and that sort of stuff. And, of course, the Chinese keep buying up all of that paper, so that affects our relationship with them. They're getting more and more testy, as we find out, and we're getting closer and closer, we, the international community, to finding out or to pinning the tail on the donkey here. More and more people are figuring out that they, in fact, did create this virus in a lab, and more people are looking at it as a deliberate release. They haven't gotten that far yet, but I certainly am convinced that's what's happened. So where is the real question here is, where's the action in our country or around the international community to hold China accountable? Where's the action? What are we doing with these people? To the people that the government of this country is so, our country, I'm not talking about China, so corrupt that they can get away, it would seem, with almost anything. What, are we afraid of these people? Why hasn't anything been done?
Well, this is a question that you want answered right now, because this week there was a bipartisan commission that's pushing the White House and gave a whole list of criteria of what they want to see. And this is a bipartisan effort. This is something that, you know, I think a lot of people are talking about this, their
patriotism should be questioned. And
yep.
One of the things that Ted Cruz did during the hearing on China and all of their cyber hacking is he asked the whole panel that works for the administration why they're haven't been sanctions on China, and none of them, and he said, why? And it was crickets. The silence was deafening. It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. More from the story list, and then the ladies pick their favorite or most important story here on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP. Loss. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are back in the fold here. Number five item on our story list of the top ten is a focus on crime and violence, and we bring Chicago into the picture. Even though the feds are sort of downplaying the numbers, they're not as bad as they used to be. Certainly getting a lot of attention, and the hundreds and hundreds of people that are getting killed in Chicago, especially a modern American city that has this much crime, this much violence. And I looked at a story, the mayor of Chicago looks like somebody that I wouldn't want to meet. And I say that advisedly. She just, there's something about her that doesn't quite ring a bell with me. And I listen to the responses that she has to some stuff. Like, if you can edit me if you want, ladies. It seems to me what I
saw.
This unbelievable racist.
She says, the mayor
no
of
white,
is a racist.
No white people. What was the actual pronouncement?
She said that she wouldn't grant interviews to white people.
White people.
So somebody asked her if she would like to go back on that, and she said no. And I would just like to say, if the mayor of, let's just say, Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, who is white, would say that he would not take questions or do interviews with
black reporters.
Right. What would people say?
He would say
he's racist.
Incredible.
And I'm going to say that Lori Lightfoot is demonstrating that she is racist.
Complete. And
she's married to a white woman. So it's just ridiculous.
And what's the story? The same thing's kind of true with the mayor of Baltimore, if I remember correctly. Wasn't the same kind of stuff coming out of the mayor of Baltimore?
Not as blatant. This Lori Lightfoot lets black people die in the streets every single day. She continually talks about defunding the police. She's atrocious.
How'd she get elected?
Mayor. And now we know that she's also racist.
Well, she can't be racist if she's married to a white woman. I mean,
of course she can be. Look, if I were married to a black guy and I said I wasn't, if I'm married to a black guy and I said I won't take report questions from a reporter, that I won't take any questions from black people, what would you say? You'd say, Jen, what is going on with you?
You're married to a black guy.
Yeah,
I would think you're trying to make a statement, which she is as well, that more minority reporters need to be reporting on these things, which is essentially
she should say that.
That is what she was trying to say, but she really bungled it.
I'm tired of giving people a bungling pass only on one side of the aisle. If a white person bungled that statement,
every Trump person gave Trump a million passes on everything he bungled.
That was as overtly racist as that? Nothing.
All right, number four, the economy. I just went through, as I said a few minutes ago, the whole business of what was taken in by the government and what was spent by the government. Right now, our focus is that infrastructure bill, which seems to have controversy attached to it, because once again, even though the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have come to an agreement, the number of actual infrastructure programs seems to be in the minority of what wants to be spent. Fixing roads, fixing bridges. That's not what this is. There are all kinds of other things that are in there that don't apply to actually fixing tangible objects, which I think is objectionable. Okay, number three, the continuing focus on January 6th, the election. That's number kind of combo three and two. Number one is COVID, as you can imagine. All right, so we'll pick and choose here. Social media up next. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the radio, the Talk Radio Review. The DJV show participants working over the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. I was mentioning the number 8 item this week on the story list was the bias in social media. Actually, between Victoria and her tech report and Jay, very interesting to see how some of these things are coming into play and what the adjustments are with Instagram and Twitter and who's protecting whom. But the question remains for Jay, and I think for all of us, how much you use social media. Is there a bias there? Does it affect the way you live? Should it be regulated? That's really what number 8 is all about. What would happen, and how would you envision if there's regulation, Victoria? Well, all three of you can weigh in on this. I would like it if you could or would. We regulate social media the way radio, for example, is regulated. Commercial radio with federal licenses, stations, television radio stations with federal licenses are highly regulated. There is none of that for the social media platforms, and they are doing pretty much the same thing as what we do here on licensed radio stations. So what do you say, ladies? Jay, you want to start?
Well, there's definitely bias. I mean, with social media, they have their algorithms. So even if it's not strictly political, they have keywords that they will stop posts from showing up in other people's timelines and news feeds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Just? Is it fair? Right,
no, I think if you choose to follow somebody or you're friends with somebody, it should be equal opportunity. I when I personally am using Instagram, I will find that I have to actually go to my loved ones' profiles because their stuff doesn't show up in my newsfeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that too. But it's not that's not political. That's just that's the thing. Everyone wants to always make everything political. The whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, the algorithms on all of the social media platforms, they're not just discriminating against someone's political bias or there are so many things.
Sexual bias.
There are so many things that can get that lowers your visibility. And so all of this is protected under Section 230. So that's why that's a conversation that a lot of people are having of, you know, eliminating those liability coverages.
All right, Jennifer.
Conservatives that are getting are
right.
not being
I'm
seen,
so sick
or liberals that are not being seen, and it's,
well,
yeah, it's not. There is a bias, but like Victoria said, it's not political. It's across the board.
Oh,
you're going to 100% hear from me that I think it is absolutely political. I mean, maybe because you guys are not posting actively stuff from a conservative point of view. I mean, I do, and I am in a circle of people who do and who have their posts taken down, have their platforms entirely wiped away, and I'm talking about like Twitter profiles, like. People who have like a million followers just wiped away. Twitter can take all of that. Now, look, it's all part of their terms and conditions. They can do what they want. At this point, they're a private company, but the conversation is, should they be? If they're all for freedom of speech like they say they are, then they shouldn't be picking winning and losing messages. This was, I mean, I ask how much blood is on the hands of Facebook and on Twitter right now, because they shut down a lot of messages on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram that could have been helpful to people during COVID that had nothing to do with politics, but they were picking winners and losers. And they were being, and by the way, their algorithm for that was being created by somebody who was funding the lab in Wuhan. So if that's true, and it, I mean, it is true, you can just check out, you know, where everybody sits. This is true. I've looked at it. Then why
well,
are we allowing
on the other
those
side
people?
Too.
Yeah.
Why are,
yeah, why are
so
we allowing
many,
those people
against one side?
Just, yeah.
Just silent.
But it's happening on the other end, too. And there are so many. I follow a lot of people in the LGBTQ community who have been shadow banned on Instagram for posting things. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
I had my original TikTok removed because I posted something about guns, and then they removed it saying that I was under 13 because my nieces sometimes post videos on my account as well when they have my phone. So they use the excuse of
child
you're
labor law
13.
Needs to apply here because apparently Jay is underage to be on this program. Wow. Got to look into that. All right, the continuing focus back to the, we'll go to the people list as we continue in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, it could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. This is USA Radio News. The CDC has released new data on the coronavirus Delta variant. They say it's easily transmissible. USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports.
The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Documents released by the House Oversight Committee show in a December phone call, then-President Trump urged senior Justice Department officials to declare the 2020 election results corrupt. That's according to a handwritten note from one of the participants in the conversation. The note shows at one point Trump told Justice Department officials, "Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the Charts and Talkers magazine, the week of July 26th. The 30th is upon us, so we've got to the end of the month. A lot of things have changed, but yet there are many things that are on the list that are that have been there pretty constantly. Certainly COVID and COVID-related stories and political things. So let's go through the people list. But we've talked about Simone Biles. She's at 10. I don't want to talk about the guy who runs China. He's at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Let's talk about him for a moment and how the situation in Florida has changed, or has it? There are those who are justifying the fact that it's one of the 4 or 5 reddest states when it comes to COVID. That's created a stir among people on the left and people on the right because DeSantis has political aspirations. So, you know, you wonder, okay, what's that got to do with anything here? Apparently it has to do a lot with it. So are his, Jennifer, I would ask you whether his star would be fading because of the situation in Florida. I know I have to go to Florida for a day this next week.
Quite the contrary. His star is on the rise because I think what he has said this week is get the vaccine. It works. But he said, we are not going to do shutdowns, which he didn't do the first time. And we're not going to have the government mandating or trying to enforce or arrest people for not wearing masks. That's where I think everybody needs to be. Mm-hmm. I think
their hospitals are now, they've got several hospitals at max capacity, and they've got tents set up outside like it was the height of the pandemic again. So Florida is going to have some sort of a plan because it's only getting worse.
And I think they do have a plan of triaging. I mean, people who get sick are going into the hospital. And they're not being turned away. The thing is that I really look at what happened in California. I look at what happened in New York, and I look at what happened in Florida. In New York, you had the governor choosing to put sick people into nursing homes, killing way more people than need to be killed. At that time, Governor DeSantis was wrecked by the liberal media going after him because he hadn't initiated the same kind of shutdowns. California was shut down for a year. Our death rate was higher than Florida, where the age demographic is much higher than in California. And why is that? because DeSantis let people go about their business, let people do their thing instead of sending them home and locking down where the virus spreads most. The virus is spreading most in people's homes when you're sitting around not masked and comfortable with one another. And so I think look, people are going to get sick, and especially in these big states. You know, everybody goes, a lot of pro-clutching about Florida, New York, and California, but they are populated states that have a lot of people living on top of each other. So there's going to be high numbers. I think you have to decide on your tactic. Is it lock down and wait with your holding your breath until everything is gone? Or is it getting out there and living life and just dealing with it as a fact of something that you have to deal with? And I think DeSantis has done that, and I think he's led Florida through it. And I think if you ask the people of Florida, they really strongly approve of it.
Some will feel strongly as you do, and some will not. Okay, let's move. I want to kind of dispense with the discussion of the people, just because it's a lot of the same names: Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, Pelosi, Fauci, Trump, and Biden. There are two talkers in the people list this week, sort of, well, there are actually three people on the list that ought to be there that aren't, because there isn't enough room. I think the story of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who's been charged with sexual assault from the 1970s. This guy belongs in jail. He belongs maybe not even in jail. This is another one of those stories this creature, gets away with it like so many others who are in the Catholic hierarchy. There's no way you can talk your way around this. There's no way you can justify it. If you're Catholic, you cannot stand up and say, oh, well, you know, he deserves different attention because he's a man of the cloth. None of that. The fact that it's taken this long for this stuff to surface, this guy was at a wedding reception in Massachusetts in 1974 at Wellesley College. He was the former Archbishop, by the way, of Washington, highest-ranking Catholic official in the country that has faced these charges. He's 91 years old, and people say, leave him alone. And Victoria brought up something that was, I thought, relevant. We're not leaving away. We find Nazis that are in their 90s all over the place,
yep,
and we throw the book at them.
No excuse for your age. Doesn't matter.
No.
It's what you did.
Mm-mm. And the fact that these people still, there are people who are making excuses for them.
Who do you hear doing that? Because I haven't heard any. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I haven't heard anybody make excuses.
Well, the Vatican. I think he means like the higher ups definitely knew. They looked the other way.
Yeah, no, 100%. And they did that for a long time. And I think the reason is, especially in this country, that they looked the other way for a long time on the priests who were just in local parishes, is because at the highest levels you have this kind of corruption, right? Until you can weed out that kind of corruption at the highest levels, then what happens at the lower parishes? I don't know. I kind of take issue with the fact that you think people are defending this guy. I don't think so. I think people want justice. I think Catholics want justice. I think people...
Hardcore Catholics cannot deal with this, Jennifer. I know a fellow who's a friend of mine. I work for him. He couldn't deal with this. He had many friends who were priests. He actually went into a deep depression. It's not what he said. It's how his life changed. He was so tied to these people, and he grew up. And I suspect that he was probably molested as a child himself in the Catholic Church.
When you have a trusted advisor, whether it's someone in religion or school or whatever, and those people prey on you, of course you're going to go into a depression. But I'm talking about right now. I mean, are there Catholics that are defending this? I think you'd be hard pressed to find one.
My dad's from Ireland. He's an Irish Catholic. My whole family is Catholic. I have never heard of a single Catholic person who thinks that any of this is okay. I mean, I have two uncles who were both sexually abused by priests. And so I think a lot of families have been impacted by this. And I don't know of a single person outside of maybe these people working higher ups, you know, in the Vatican, who can even make an excuse for this. It's vile. I don't know. I don't know, Doug. Maybe you're one person that can defend it.
Maybe it's the neck of the woods that I'm in, but most of anything else. Remember, Cardinal Law came from Boston. All right, let's keep moving here. There are two talkers in the news for different reasons. A headline in what's the Mercury News? Is that a California paper?
Yeah, it's in Fresno, I think. It's Fresno, in central or northern California.
Yeah. So their headline today is, could Larry Elder actually win in California?
looks like
apparently,
it.
The answer to that is yes. There are several scenarios in which the former talk host, or at least he's taken a leave of absence from his work, he became a talk radio host in 1993. As a matter of fact, he and I started the same day on KABC in Los Angeles, as I recall. He is a very interesting, very bright guy, a lawyer by trade, came from Cleveland, and had done some work in Cleveland, came to the attention, of Dennis Prager, who works with Jennifer now on KRLA in Los Angeles. Besides doing this program, she's on KRLA doing mornings there. Dennis is on that station, and Larry is on that station as well. He is not it now because he's running for governor. But he's a very bright guy, very interesting twist on things. One of his best comments, I think, in the past year has been regarding reparations. I repeat this with enthusiasm because I think it hits the nail on the head. But this is the kind of philosophy the guy has and why it will ring a bell with people in California. He said, why should people who never owned slaves pay reparations to people who have never been slaves? And that's, I think you just figure it out from there. All right, so that's Larry in the focus. And then there's Phil Valentine, who's a talker down in your neck of the woods in Nashville, Jay, who I guess I wonder, we've seen a lot of national coverage. What is the local news media saying about him being in the hospital on a ventilator, almost dying from pneumonia related to COVID, and saying that he was, I don't know that he said that he was wrong. I don't think he ever said that about telling people not to get the vaccination, but he's telling people now, go get the vaccination. And his family is, and everybody else that he worked with. So what's the sort of local spin in Nashville on this?
Yeah, exactly that. Just that he was somebody who was denouncing the vaccine and everything, got extremely sick, and then from personal experience realized that he wanted to change his tune, and now he's pushing the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty much the story. Hopefully he's doing better, but he was on a ventilator half the day and on oxygen the other half the day. And the last I heard, he was on a ventilator all the time. I don't know whether that's improved. How long, if you're going to improve, how long does it take if you're on a ventilator for you to come back around? Anybody know?
It's not good for you to be on a ventilator full time. It's very difficult. Every day, there's like some kind of figure, but every day that you're
survive,
on a ventilator.
Don't they,
people
been
survive.
On a ventilator?
Yeah. People can come back, but you get very weak
but
already.
The longer you're on it, less chance you have of coming off.
Now, what I hear is that he was in really good shape to begin with, and so
he
that
was.
Will probably
yep.
help him, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, he was very, very fit. Early 60s, I think, if I'm not mistaken, probably 61, 62, somewhere in there. But holy good thought for him. It's 44 past the hour. I'm going to have everybody, the three ladies, pick their favorite, most important story on the list this week after this. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last week of July, has the top 10 items as usual. Number 10 has to do with the weather. Number 9 has to do with the Olympics. Number 8 has to do with social media. Number 7 has to do with the border situation, immigration, etc. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, police and violence and crime and all that stuff that seems to not want to go away, which the conversation is appropriate. Number 4, the economy, what we're going to do about infrastructure, all of the things that are being passed in Washington, what's in those bills. Number 3, the voting legislation and the situation with the election stuff. I used stuff twice in this hour. I can't use it anymore. January 6th, committee hearings number 2, and COVID is number 1. Those are the stories, according to the work done by Talkers Magazine for this week.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Cybersecurity and ransomware attacks have become a very real threat to U.S. federal agencies, with recent events putting a spotlight on existing vulnerabilities. New market research commissioned by IBM found that while U.S. federal agencies understand the urgency to modernize IT infrastructures, they view data security as the top barrier. More than 75% of government IT decision makers are concerned about security risks when migrating to modern cloud platforms. Howard Bovell, head of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Enterprise technology providers are stewards of massive volumes of personal data, and we need to do our utmost to protect this data. A public and private sector partnership that adopts an open and secure hybrid cloud architecture with sophisticated security capabilities can help agencies ensure that data truly remains theirs, even in a hybrid multi-cloud environment.
IBM's new market research, Government Index for IT Modernization, provides insights into the critical role of security and privacy in cloud adoption and modernization decision-making. For more findings from the study, visit IBM.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. On the people list, the overview has at number 10, Simone Biles, which is appropriate. A lot of people discussing that situation at the Olympics. Number 9, the fellow that runs China. Number 8, Ron DeSantis, fellow that runs Florida. Number 7, all the officers who testified this week in the January 6th committee hearings. Number 6, Liz Cheney. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, Dr. Fauci. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. His wife, by the way, is undergoing some medical procedure to remove an object which is lodged in her left foot. I don't know how many people have talked about that this week. I bet you now know something that you didn't know. That's the whole idea of all the discussions that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, 46 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, I'll start with you. What's your, if favorite is the right, what do you think is the most important story, or what has affected you most of the 10 stories that we went through this week in the list?
What I'm personally passionate about is the mental health aspect regarding the Tokyo Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, with good reason. I think that, that makes a lot of sense. All right, so Victoria,
Same thing. That's the biggest story for me that, you know, that I talked about the most within my inner circle, the biggest reaction that I had to the, you know, the pressure and the haters that came for Simone Biles. It was, all of it is just ridiculous and infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jen.
It's not my favorite story, but I think the most important one that we all need to be concerned about is China and the fact to, I mean, I'd like to say all of the back and forth on the masks and the COVID, but the reason that we're here is because of China, and that's the one we need to focus on most.
I think I'm with you on that one. I'm also going to throw in a little extra with regard to my comments about Phil Valentine because of it, this being my business, because I know Phil and I know the circumstances. You all know that I've never been one of the anti-vax crowd. There is plenty of that thinking in America for sure. I've had my vaccinations, and I'm looking forward to being able to travel outside of America later this year, traveling within America as well. But I think, excuse me, as far as the vaccines are concerned, I take the view that everybody ought to make up his own mind. And so what we talk about here on this program is different in, I think, in manner from what most talk radio programs or most hosts are, what their position has been. I think that we, this program specifically, the Countdown, but our programs in general have a job to inform people, to engage them, to entertain them. And so I think that means that we do what we do here. We have a great range of opinions, all points of view. And so when we look and we reference experts, that sometimes is in quotation marks because, frankly, at this point, I don't even know who the experts are.
I know that I trust Ken Kronhaus. I trust Jack Starkwell. Both of them are health contributors to the DJV Health Show, but they don't agree. Jack says no to vaccines and no to masks, and Ken's just the opposite. But we present those points of view for you to make up your own mind. The rest of us here, you know, are pretty much on the same page as far as trying to handle the information and get it to you, and I guess that's what's important. So here we are with another week of reviewing the charts on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. An important time every week comes when Victoria Keelan joins me for the review of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria edits the information and presents it to you now, starting with number five, a focus on Instagram and what it's doing for its users.
Yep, so Instagram is introducing changes designed to make the app safer for younger people. This has been a real problem that Instagram's been dealing with. A lot of concerned parents, obviously. A lot of kids have reported some really creepy activity from adults. And so from now on, anyone signing up for Instagram who's under 16, they will have their account automatically set to private by default. The option is there to switch to public, which I think kind of defeats the purpose. But I guess if you're a 16-year-old influencer and you're making money off of being on Instagram, they make the argument that they need their account to be public. But the Instagram's also trying to figure out a way to stop advertisers from targeting kids who are under 18. They're working on that. This is also going to apply to Messenger and Facebook as well. As we know, Facebook owns Instagram. On Instagram's site, they said that they're doing more to limit how much problematic users interact with users who are under 16. So you're going to get now, if you're under 16 and someone tries to DM you, send you a direct message, and this person has been suspicious or has been flagged by other young people, you're going to get a warning now that pops up letting you know, hey, this person's already been flagged for being problematic. So There's just so much targeting of young kids on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, you know, controversially has said that they're working on an app that's just going to be for kids under 13, and a lot of parents are not happy about that.
Why should there be an app for those kids? Why should kids be on that stuff at all?
Well, because Instagram makes the argument that kids under 13 are already there, so they want to have them segregated into a separate section where they can protect them more.
That's the parents' fault. If there's a problem with kids that age, there's an interesting read on that. That's back to the parents who allow their children at that age.
But you know how many parents don't even know that their kids have fake Instagram accounts? They're called Finstas.
I'm saying don't even give them an advice. All right, number four. The Freedom Phone. Whoopee!
Yeah, so this week, the Freedom Phone got a lot of attention. This is a brand new cell phone, smartphone, that is aimed at the MAGA crowd. Unfortunately, a lot of tech experts have been weighing in on this, saying that this is a security nightmare. It seems like it might be fun, and it's branded towards your political bent, but this is a security and privacy nightmare. There is no security on it. Essentially, it's using an old system from Google Android, and they call it Freedom OS. It's an old modified version of Google Android OS. There's so much wrong with this phone. They have an uncensorable app store, which may sound great, like you can go in and get Parler and you can get all these different apps that you want. However, there is literally no security to back up any of this. So essentially, this phone, which costs $500, and what you're actually getting is a model called A9 Pro. It's a cheap phone that's made in China, which the guy who's pimping this has admitted, yes, this is the phone made in China, that will only cost you $120, but with all of these little, you know, marketing bells and whistles, it's now up to $500. So just be really careful. If you're interested in buying this phone, just know you cannot return it, and there's no tech support. So good luck.
Number three, Major League Baseball trying something that isn't going over
We don't know yet. MLB has just announced that they are going to, you know, they have a sign stealing problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've seen all kinds of different, you know, tech being involved in this. So now what they're doing is, starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin testing an encrypted wireless communication device that's just between the catcher and the pitcher. It's from a startup called PitchCom, and they're going to start out in the low A West minor league first to test this out. One wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal to press, like, which pitch he wants and location, and then the receiver is in the pitcher's cap. So we'll see how far it goes. So it might work.
Number two, senators targeting a section to fight COVID vaccine misinformation. There's a lot of that, for sure.
So we know Facebook has been horrible with misinformation, not taking stuff down. So a group of senators have introduced a new bill that would strip away the Section 230 liability shield if any of these platforms amplify harmful public health misinformation. So I don't know how far this is going to get, because this is stripping away Section 230 protections has been something that's been a conversation for a long time, but maybe it'll get traction now that, you know, Facebook has so much misinformation about the vaccines.
Tech companies requiring vaccinations, that's number one.
Yep, and the reason we focus on this is because tech companies tend to lead the way in terms of how other offices and industries work. So Facebook, Google, and Lyft and Apple are now all requiring all employees in the office to be vaccinated.
Got it. Top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Stephan here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.